You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other reaches me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up. You lift me up in the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace. In the power of your great name. You lift me up. You lift me up. In the fullness of your grace. In the power of your name. You lift me up. You lift me up. You are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Reaches to me.
And so, Father, as we begin this day and we start this brand new day, we declare boldly, God, that you are our strength. We can't find no other help besides you. We can't find any other strength that's like you. We can't find any other power that can be compared to you. God, there is no one that's like you. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. You are a mighty God, you are an awesome God, and none can compare to you. No one sits high like you do, no one who looks low like you. No one is as merciful as you, no one is as kind as you. No one, God, treats us the way that you treat us, and no one loves us like you loves us. God, love us. And God, we declare that you are our strength. We rely upon you. We depend upon you. There's no other place. There's no other one that we can depend upon. Lord, I can't depend upon myself. I can't depend upon my spouse. I can't depend upon my children. I can't depend on people at my church. I can't depend on people at my job, God. The only one that I can depend upon is you. God, that's not putting anyone else down, but God, there's no one that does the things that you do. God, there's no one that can compare to the things that you do. God, there's no one that can compete, God, with the wonderful mercy that you've shown me, God, day after day, generation after generation, year after year, God, you've been the same. God, the songwriter said you remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. As who you were is who you are, and who you are is who you will always be. You're consistent, God. You are a mighty God. You are a faithful God. And so, Lord, we come before you just to declare that you are our strength, that we can't make it without you. And we need you, oh God, on this day. Lord, there are dangers seen and unseen before us. They are ahead of us today. Because, Lord, I know that you want to take me higher today. I know that you want to take your people higher today. And there are many obstacles, Lord, that stand before us. They're trying to do everything that they can to prevent us from reaching our goal and for fulfilling the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives today. Lord, I declare that we shall walk by faith and not by sight. It does not matter what it looks like. It does not matter what the enemy has said against us. His weapons shall not prosper. His weapons, though they may form, will not prosper. They will not get the victory, and they will not defeat us. Lord, they'll just be used as a stepping stone or a stepping stool to take us higher in you. Lord, my desire is that I will go higher in you. I want to know you more intimately today. Lord, I want to know you more closely today. So, Lord, as I study your word and as I put this flesh under subjection, draw near to me, Lord, so that I can commune with you on this day. Lord, I'm not just going to invite you in without worshiping you. I'm not just going to ask you to come without worshiping you. Lord, I'm not just going to ask you to come without praising you and without magnifying you. Because I know when praises go up, blessings come down, but you come in to inhabit the praises of your people. Lord, open up our mouths, open up our hearts, open up our understanding, that we may understand the greatness of your love, that we may understand the length and the breadth and the height and the depth and the love of Christ that you have for us. Lord, help us to understand and comprehend that, Lord, the thoughts that you have for us, oh God, are thoughts of peace and not of evil. The plans that you have for our lives, Lord, they're not to destroy us. They're not to condemn us. They're not to consume us. So, Lord, anything that comes our way, Lord, you have given it permission to come our way. And if you allow a storm, and if you've allowed a trial, and you've allowed a tribulation to come our way, a setback, a heartache, a pain, whatever it may be, God, it's known that you know, it's because you know how much we can bear. And you know how much we can bear because you are our strength, God. In our strength, God, we can't do anything. It's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit. Your spirit is what's going to help me to live right today. Your spirit, the Holy Ghost, is what's going to help me. He's the one that's going to help me to live right today. Your spirit, God, the Holy Ghost, is the one that's going to help me to love on those that don't love me, that treat me, God, unseemly, that do me wrong, God. It's your spirit, God, that's going to help me, oh God, to show compassion and to show mercy to someone, oh God, that no one else wants to show mercy or compassion to. It's not by my power, because in me there is no good thing. My flesh, God, don't want to give you the glory. My flesh don't want to love those that persecute me and wrongfully use me and spitefully use me. My flesh don't want to give it over to you. But I submit this body today. I submit my body right now as a living sacrifice, Lord. I bind the devil on every hand. I cast the devil out of minds and out of the wheels and out of the way. I plead the blood over your people. I plead the blood over our lives. I plead the blood over our children. I plead the blood over our finances. I plead the blood. There's power, God. We have the answer, and his name is Jesus. We have power in our tongues, Lord. We have power in our mouths, oh God, to speak your word, oh God. And your word, since it never returns back unto itself void, then your word is going to accomplish what it set forth to accomplish. Lord, we have the power. We have the anointing. We have the strength that we need to speak into our lives the word of life that comes out of your mouth. I am the head and not the tail. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. God, all things will work together for the good. God, those words, God, those affirmations, God, remind us that we are powerful in you. We won't allow that flesh to get any of your glory today. But Lord, we are determined to walk with you. We're determined to take that next step. Lord, you've already made the way. Lord, you've already opened up the door. God, you've already got to knock down the door. That's all we have to do is walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, help us to take that step, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. The next step is ours. It's our time. It's our time to achieve greater. Lord, we don't have to wait for tomorrow. We don't have to wait for next week, Lord, but greater is upon me, Lord, this day in the name of Jesus. A greater anointing, God, it's upon me, Lord, this day, Jesus. A greater understanding, comprehension of you, Lord. Oh, God, it's upon me this day in the name of Jesus. Greater in my finances, greater in my relationships, greater on my job, Lord. I recently prayed, Lord, that you would open up my mind, Lord, for new understanding, God, as I take a new journey, oh, God, in things that's on my job. Lord, I understand, God, that though I may not be trained in these areas, Lord, you can give me clarity of mind. You can give me clarity of understanding, Lord, and you can show me what a teacher can't show me. You can show me what a book can't show me, Lord, and you can do it, God, because behold, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Lord, you make new things happen out of things that don't even exist. Thank you, Jesus. You can turn nothing into something. And when we put our trust, and when we put our hope, and when we find ourselves relying upon you, you always come through right on time. Thank you for being an on-time God. Thank you for being a magnificent wonder in my life. Thank you for being God and God all by yourself, my strength, my rock, my redeemer, my strong tower, my way maker, my mind regulator. You are my strength, my savior, God, my deliverer, Lord, the promise keeper, the healer, God, and lover of my soul. Thank you for being God, and thank you for being God all by yourself. Thank you, God, for being a jealous God, to let me know that you should be the most important thing in my life. And so, Lord, I seek you first this morning. I put you first this morning. Not only did I have my own separate prayer time, but, Lord, I come before your presence this morning on behalf of those who come and join us in this corporate prayer. Lord, I don't know the obstacles and I don't know the situations, Lord, that stand before us. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that the enemy is not pleased with us beginning this day off with prayer. But God, that sets us up for victory. Starting our day off with you, seeking you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, it opens us up for you to add everything that we need in our lives. Someone needs protection today. Protect us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Someone needs healing, Lord, today. Lord, I believe by your stripes we are healed. Someone needs to know the way, God, and we would just remind them that you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the light, God. In the name of Jesus, someone needs to be delivered from a trap, Lord, today. God, you are a way maker. God, one day you made a way for me. So I know that if you made a way for me, God, you can make a way for someone else, Lord, today in the name of Jesus. Someone needs to know, God, today that you helped us pass through the storm, that, God, those storms may come and disrupt our lives. We know a God, we know a Savior that can disrupt the storms. Even the winds obey you, O God. Even the storms, O God, the seas, the elements of the earth, they obey you as well, Lord. So I serve a God that can disrupt the things that disrupt me. Thank you, God, for being God. Thank you for being almighty. And thank you, God, for being greater than anything else in this world. We usually start this Tuesday off with magnifying you and glorifying you and giving you the glory and honor that you are deserving of. Because, Lord, it takes us into our week and gives us a foundation of assurance and trust and focus in on you. Thank you, God, for being a reassuring God. For those that are weak among us, we pray for strength even now in the name of Jesus. God, help grow our faith even now, understanding that you, God, you are pleased. We can't please you without faith. We can't activate the power that you have destined for our lives, the glory that you're waiting to reveal in our lives. We only can receive that or experience that by believing that you will do that. So help our unbelief, Lord, today. And help us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to work the impossible in our lives. We can't see it done. We don't know how it's going to be done because your ways are far above our ways and your thoughts are far above our thoughts. But we are determined to walk by faith and not by sight. So this morning, Lord, as we pray, Lord, I figuratively, cast the cares of your people towards you, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. And as we cast those cares, Lord, we're casting them far away from us. We won't pick them up, God. The issue with our children, we won't pick them up, Lord. The issues on our job, the issues, God, in our bodies, the issues in our finances, Lord. Whatever our storm may be, Lord, we cast that care to you because your word says that your burden is easy and your yoke is light. Lord, free us, oh God, today in the mighty name of Jesus to walk by faith and not by sight. Because, again, I say the step is ours. It's our step. It's our turn to make that step toward you. And we can find safety in you. We can find shelter in you. We can find life in you. And, Lord, without a shadow of a doubt, we can find victory in you. We're grateful, God, that you alone are our God. And we lean not into our own understanding. But this morning we acknowledge that we need you, Lord, today. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for being like none other. Thank you for being a way maker. Thank you for being a strong tower. Thank you for being the lover of our souls. Thank you, God, today. Now be with us, God. Abide with us. We shall abide with you. And when we do that, God, we can lay our petitions before you, and you'll make those petitions come to pass. We love you, Lord, today, because you are a wonderful God, an awesome Savior, a mighty God, and we bless your name this day. Order our footsteps. Lead, guide, and direct us. And we'll be careful to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God. Amen and amen.